Hi there. I am beloved, world-famous couples therapist, Dr. Diana Deep. And welcome to the Earwolf Presents podcast featuring an episode of my show, Going Deep with me, Diana Deep. Each week, you'll get a special episode from the Earwolf universe of podcasts, or even something completely original and brand new, much like myself. In this episode, I counsel a husband and wife on their journey into parenthood while exploring their past criminal lives. And let's just say we get into some shocking, disturbing, and titillating truths along the way. If you enjoy the show, and why wouldn't you, feel free to listen to the rest of the episodes, which are exclusively on Stitcher Premium. For a free month trial, use promo code DEEP. Enjoy.
What you're about to hear is a totally real, not fake couples counseling session. It contains bad words, sex stuff, and therapeutic techniques that are not legally allowed to be used inside the United States. For the purposes of maintaining confidentiality, names and some identifiable characteristics were meant to be removed. However, we did not have enough time.
I gotta call the fucking doctor!
Hey, Dr. Deep, it's Brendan Smith. What's up?
Hey, Dr. Deep. My name is Brenda Smith, and I was just calling because my husband, he is the love of my life. We are just, you know, two peas in a pod.
Our sex game is through the fucking roof. We're still sucking and fucking like we were when we were in seventh grade.
We're like Bill and Ted, except we just like, we like to fuck each other.
But we just can't make a baby.
We want to have a kid.
Other than that, everything is fucking fine.
Hey, baby, get back here. I'm horny.
I'm coming. Well, you're coming soon, but I'm coming even sooner. All right, Dr. Deep, give me a call back. Love you. Bye.
When a couple first decides to have a child, it can reveal things about their partner they may not have seen before. Sometimes it can be good, and sometimes it can be not good. Though I would never encourage anyone to have children because they're terrible, my work often requires me to help couples in all stages of parenthood. When I meet this couple, they are in the very first stage, and they need all the help they can get. It's Brenda and Brendan.
Correct.
Okay, yeah.
We're the Smiths.
Yes. I'm Smith hyphen. Yes. My maiden name happened to be Smith too, which we laughed about. We laughed about a lot.
But I'm a bit of a traditionalist. So I was like, I'd love it if you could take my last name. And right. She was like, well, technically I have your same last name.
Mm-hmm.
And then City Hall didn't want to like try to spell it differently or anything like that. So we ended up going with hyphens are kind of modern these days. And
right, oh, yeah. Right. We're trendy.
And it really unlocked for us when we were like, well, what last name should our kid have? Because we're both last name Smith. Like, should the kid also be Smith? But that's not honoring your maiden name, you know?
Right.
And you're the one who's going to eventually make this child.
This child's going to grow in me.
Yeah, ideally. That's like...
That's the plan.
That's the plan. It hasn't gone well so far for us. Look at us just chatting and now we're accidentally...
And then we're talking about the thing we're here for.
This is good for us. We're so not good at this because we're such... We party so hard. So like for us to like...
Yeah.
We're rarely this...
So you rarely sit down and talk about your emotions.
Well,
is that what you mean?
We do, but usually we're so fucked up, we don't remember what we said. Like, we've spent hours just crying with each other. I've told you my deepest secrets, but also I can't remember if I did or not.
Yeah, you told me some really fucked up shit. If I were to remember it, I remember it was being, I don't remember what you said, but I remember being super affected by it.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I remember getting fucked, like a weekend for us could end up being like, it's beautiful. Like we're crying, we're sharing information, coming like crazy. We're like, you know, it's just an absolute shit. I'm blasted. She's a fucking disaster.
Oh,
and it's
just
an absolute fucking horror show of a good time. But we wake up on, you know, whatever it is, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah.
Thursday sometimes.
Oh, yeah. One time we fucking went a little ham. And yeah. we were robo tripping, you know.
Okay. Yeah, you remember that?
What's that?
That's when you drink a bottle of Robitussin, the active ingredient.
And you feel like,
hyper, okay.
Man. We learned that in high school together. We went to high school together.
Yeah.
Yeah, so high school sweethearts.
Well, we were in high school. We weren't sweethearts. No. We both made fun of each other bad.
Yeah, it was brutal. Well, we were both sort of like little legends in our own, like, you know, we were Mr. and Mrs. Van Wilder in our heads, you know?
Yeah.
We had a certain vibe, you know what I mean? I was the kid who's almost died 3 times at a pep rally, you know? And she was the girl who died almost died four times, almost died 3 times, did technically die one time.
Yep. I was out for 6 minutes.
But this is dying from, six full from minutes. Drinking or from what?
That one, six full minutes was when I, crashed on that horse.
Yeah, that's when you gave both yourself and a police horse whippets and galloped onto the basketball court.
And I tried to do a slam dunk.
Oh, now, Doc, you had to have seen this. The horse, she cranks the reins to get it to jump so she can get closer to the hoop to dunk.
Sure.
And the horse just missed. Now, keep in mind, the horse has never been on a wooden floor or near a basketball hoop.
It can't be
before.
Good. Right. And with that jumping, you think it would break its...
No, you are... Doctor, I know you're like a head doctor, but you know a little bit about veterinary science.
Oh, sure. Well, I'm actually not a certified doctor in any respect, but...
You're not.
Yeah. No. And so should I be calling you doctor or should I just call you Diane?
No, people
Is
call me
Doc.
My first name was Diana.
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 D-Y-N-Y-N-A? Sorry? I'm sorry.
D-I-A, like Diana.
Like Lady Diana.
Like Lady Diana.
Princess Diana.
Just like that.
Is Princess Diana and Lady Diana, were they related?
Same last name?
Oh, it's the same person.
And she was first a lady and then she became a princess.
Twice, 3 times a lady, once a princess.
So what happened to the horse? It shattered its knees?
Oh, forget the horse. Oh. Brenda's head. Right at eye level, hit the rim.
Oh.
I thought they were going to take the top of her head was going to come off, but nope. Yeah. Destroyed the rim. Shattered her nose and her skull and all that.
Yes. Yeah.
So you have a strong head, though. That's a strong head.
I do now because now it's mostly metal.
It's mostly metal and it's literally strong and figuratively, she's very headstrong.
Okay. So she's stubborn.
Thank you.
I would not use the word stubborn because it's something I like about her. You know what I mean? I think stubborn has a negative connotation. But when I say headstrong, I'm not saying it in the passive aggressive way where someone says like, my wife is an interesting character, meaning she's a dumb C word or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, my
thank you, baby.
My stupid fucking wife. But really, you mean, you know, I love her to death. Wait. So, okay. You meet in high school. You fall in love then or you fall in love after? I want to know when it all started.
We fell in love at graduation ceremony because we were right next to each other because we're both named Smith. And we were the only two 24-year-olds graduating from high school.
Yeah.
I see. So
it took us a little while. We were like, what, super seniors for, what is that?
We were super, drawing it, by the way we were explaining at the end, it was really easier to read. It was super seniors, but the S at the end of seniors was a 5. Because it was our fifth, we were seniors 5 years in a row.
See, that's clear to me. Okay, so I just want to make sure I'm getting the story straight. So we fall in love at graduation.
Well, here's the thing. Horny 24-year-olds with the whole world in front of them. We're just sitting next to each other. We're like, after this, Brenda, is it college? Is it the military? Do we play sports? Like, we have our whole lives ahead of us.
We do whatever we want.
And we're fucking in our primes. You know, we're 24 years old. It's like, you got that high school fucking sexual energy.
Oh. Yeah, or post-college, however you define
it. Yeah, depending on your period of your life. And we were fucking, you know, work the fuck up with the excitement. We start, you know, got long ass robes on.
Neither of us had clothes underneath them.
We were both planning on streaking.
We were both going to streak. And
how
like,
fucking crazy is that?
I was like, Brendan, when they do the in memoriam, I'm going to rip off my robe and I got nothing on. And he was like, when they do the in memoriam, I'm going to do that.
The in memoriam is when they announce how many people have died. In the
class. They do like a little montage. The orchestra plays, the high school orchestra plays a song.
They show all the kids.
Yeah,
that died in a car crash.
We had tons of kids. We had, because we had tons of kids and two different horses. One Brenda had nothing to do with, but one was one was Patches, the police horse.
Brenda and Brendan, post-high school sweethearts. Two kids who love to drink and party and smash their faces into basketball rims. Their lives were all fun and games, but now it's time to grow up and settle down. But are they ready for a baby? In order to make this determination, I will need to hear more about their disgusting past.
You fall in love post-high school. Was it an immediate marriage or was it delayed? I want to know who proposed.
That is another actually pretty similar and very funny story. We both made reservations on our fifth anniversary, the fifth anniversary of our high school graduation. Secret reservations.
So you're 29 at this point.
We're 29 years old.
We're 29.
Still in our first round of job interviews, like looking to see what we're going to do after high school.
Yeah, what do we want to be? Do I want
to
be a lawyer?
You're still looking for a job.
The job market's tough.
It's hard. It's hard.
What kind of job were you looking for?
We kept running. I don't know if you heard, Brenda. We kept running into issues like we would go to be nurses and they would go, have you gone to nursing school
yet? And we're like, what? We went to that. What?
We're like, we don't have time for nursing school. We were in high school for like 8 years.
Yeah.
Well, technically 5 years as a senior, 3 years. And they're like, why do you keep bringing up the sophomore part? That part makes it more convoluted. And so then we're like, fine, we can't be nurses. Let's go talk to the police.
Let's try to be cops. And we got very close to being cops.
You guys strike me as cop vibes.
Whoa.
Yeah, a lot of people say we have cop energy because we're blackout drunk. And then if we're not, we're hungover and angry as hell.
Yes.
Either that or a security guard.
That's another thing. We would love to have been security guards.
Love that.
They do a background check. And if you have any criminal record, you're toast. And for us,
you do
toast. Yeah.
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 Tell me about that.
Okay. Do you?
We were in New York one summer and we tried to rob the Met.
Yeah.
Gala?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Sarah Jessica Parker wore an all Swarovski crystal dress, and we thought we had the ultimate heist. If we could just get SJP's dress off her body, we could get rich very quick.
Right. So we were in there. You know, we had a whole plan. I was gonna lower Brendan down, and he was gonna slowly rip her dress off from above.
And the cover story was I had done my hair and makeup to make myself look as much like Sarah Jessica Parker as possible. In case someone came in, I'd be like, oh, no, I'm her party double. I have to put on this dress and be her for the rest of the
party. So most people would think it was Sarah Jessica Parker getting lowered from the ceiling to take the clothes off of Sarah Jessica Parker. I got that correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was our plan. Yeah. And now you saying it like that really explains how you have the benefit of hindsight as to why that went.
We really needed you when we were coming up with the plan.
Oh,
we said it out loud, but...
Yeah, we ran it out loud. The plan never really came to fruition, and we ended up robbing a Met Food Union, which is a grocery store.
Right.
On the way home, because we were like, we still have the plan. Like, let's just keep the title.
So in this case, you got lowered from the ceiling in the grocery store.
Yeah. And did the switcheroo with the butcher because they don't have that distinct of an outfit. So I lowered in. I definitely look more like a butcher than Sarah Jessica Parker.
Absolutely. So, okay. You spent some time in jail. Is that what
That's where we decide we eventually, separately of each other, we both decide we should get engaged.
Right.
In jail.
Well, we both, and this is where, oh man, this is Gift of the Magi level shit. We both made reservations in the same night. I was like, oh, I want to surprise you. I wanted to surprise you for your anniversary. So I got us a reservation at someplace special at 6. And she's like, I got us a reservation at someplace special at 8. And so we were like, well, let's do both. Let's double dip. When we pulled into my restaurant at 6, she was like, the Chinese buffet? That was where I made the reservation for 8. So guess what we did, Lady Dr. Diana?
What's that?
We two back-to-back Chinese buffet dinners.
Yeah. And we were there for 6 hours.
We fell asleep for an hour in the middle, both of us. And they didn't even wake us up because they knew we had the next reservation.
See, that's so, nice. So perfect. That's nice.
Mm-hmm. They're great over there.
You know, that's the kind of lunch I like to have, or dinner for that matter. You know, I want to be able to fully recline in a booth. You know, it's so hard to climb out of a restaurant booth to begin with.
Oh,
Just let me stay. Let me sleep. I'll keep eating.
I get sluggish, and it's Chinese food. You know, you can eat it again an hour later and be like, it still hits. So we were so happy. And like, these motherfuckers refill the Rangoon tray like you wouldn't believe.
Dude, right, we'd be grabbing the last one, and all of a sudden, boom, here's a new tray for you. And
we'd be
like,
fighting over the last one, like two fucking
dogs. Just
because we got down on all four. Because I don't know if you've been to the China Buffet, the one on the one that we're talking about off Route 134.
No. Royal Dragon.
Royal Dragon.
Royal Dragon, no.
So we had a fucking beautiful day. And at the end of it, we both got down on one knee. Mm-hmm. And we realized it was, Brenda, you could tell her, because this was like, oh my God, I'm sorry.
Oh my God, we both got, and we both just like opened up a little ring case.
And inside
each of
us. Oh,
I'm surprised you had rings.
Yeah.
Given when you were in prison, you know.
Well, that's the thing. We had both bent shivs.
Yes.
And we both proposed with rings we had made in prison because we both had decided that we were in love in the holding cell
in
we were put in.
In prison.
How fucking cute
is that?
Isn't
that incredible?
And this is like maybe not TMI, but I just want you to know like how positive, like we scissored like crazy on the floor of Royal Dragon.
We did. And they're cool, man. They're cool with it.
They're so cool with it. It's like they're like two reservations for them where no one pays. Right. You know, it's $20 all you can eat. No one comes in and says, "Look, I'm going to give you $40 and stay and eat twice as much as a normal person does."
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck. They don't realize that they've unleashed two arguable human Labradors on their buffet where we just went fucking ape shit.
Yeah.
Brenda was, we have this system where she was sucking, and we'll get to the wedding stuff, but this was just so fun. She was sucking the crab meat out of the crab legs, and then I would just chomp the crab legs down all
so
the
you,
shells.
You would eat the shells, I see.
I would eat the shells, because I have more teeth than Brenda, so it's easier for me to do the shell stuff.
Although they are essentially two teenagers trapped in rapidly aging adult bodies, Brenda and Brendan are perhaps one of the most compatible couples I've ever worked with. They experience life in tandem, one sucking the crab meat and the other eating the shells. Suddenly, I find myself thinking that if these two can love their baby as much as they love each other, they would be the best parents on planet Earth.
My body is huge. I have like this big lumpy body because, you know, because of the fucking twin that never developed, you know, like I have that whole thing on me.
Which is also weird because I had a twin that I was in the womb with also.
Well, we think so because you have stitches down one whole side of your body.
I see. So you
down one whole side of my body.
So Brenda, you think that they've cut the twin from your body already, whereas Brendan, the twin is still living inside of you, most likely.
I don't know if it's living. I would say it's at this point existing because it's there. I think it doesn't constitute having a heartbeat or a brain, but it has a soul because I speak with it. His name is Brandon. It gets confusing because I'm Brendan.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you ever speak to him, Brenda? You ever speak?
I've had a couple of nights where I thought I was talking to Brendan, but I realized, no, that was Brandon.
Yeah. And those usually occur on the nights when we're just fucking blasted on salvia.
Gone.
Yeah. We're doing this thing. We grav bong salvia. We take like a 3-liter bottle of Faygo and a 2-liter bottle of Faygo, put it inside and burn a fucking full little mini salvia brush. Mm-hmm. Salvia bush. Well, it's a, you know, brush. We have it growing wild in our property now.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a little bit of space, so we're growing a lot of stuff that the government doesn't let you grow. You know, we're growing corn, eggplants.
Those sound like you can grow them.
Yeah, well, not the way we're doing it.
We add a lot of, like, hormones to them.
Okay, we're so the hormones are illegal?
Yeah, the hormones we add to the corn are illegal, and then some of the other crops that we don't add hormones to, they're illegal crops, like the salvia,
yeah,
the psilocybin mushrooms, the ayahuasca plants.
Oh, I love ayahuasca.
Yeah.
When
I'm
you
on
do!
It, I love it. When I'm on it, I become a walrus swimming in a river of blood.
Whoa.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, that's,
that's good.
I always tell people everyone becomes their own little animal. And for me, I'm a walrus. I don't know.
That's what I feel like 3 to 5 days out of the month with old Brenda over here. And that actually brings us back to our problem. She keeps getting her period
every month. I keep getting my damn period.
Okay. So
and I don't want it. I want a baby.
Right. So we obviously, you guys want to have a child. This is what I'm reading in the
five. And despite what everyone in our lives tell us to not have a child.
Why do people in your lives not want you to have kids?
They say things like, I hear the word unfit a lot, unhealthy a lot.
Unhealthy, unfit, too high of a decibel level. House too close to a power plant.
Yes, we're right by a power plant. Oh, I see.
So just unideal conditions, both physically and environmentally.
Yeah, and some people say like mentally, kind of we're becoming a little infamous for like thousands of adoptions of animals that, and then no evidence of their bodies being around our houses or anything. So people are saying they adopt a lot of dogs. A lot of people are saying, I think they're related. People are just saying all
just
the kind of shit.
Weird stuff.
Just one thing I wanted to go back to.
Huh.
You had said that you're related.
No, a lot of people think we're brother and sister.
Because we both have the same last name.
Well, yeah, because everything I'm looking at, both, again, physically, but also, in every story you've told, essentially, you are very similar.
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, we have a lot. And that's, like, what we love about each other. It's just modern narcissism, really.
Truly.
You're like, find what you like. Who doesn't love someone that's very similar to them, It's like hard. Peas in a pod, baby. That's what we always say. Peas in a pod.
Yeah, that's what we just scream at people.
I put my balls inside of her, and we call it peas in a pod.
Yep. And I just scream it at
we're doing
people.
It at the beach or whatever, under the blanket. She'll just scream it at people, and
let's
it's like
go
our
peas
little
in a pod.
That's
they're
so
looking at
cute.
Us.
I love that. You do that out. Cute. You do that out in the open there on the beach,
and restaurants and stuff.
Yeah.
Because you can't get arrested because it's not technically, sexual, public sex.
Well, yeah, because balls aren't sex.
Right, yeah, it's just a mechanical slip, like a biomechanical slip up is how we've gotten out of it a few times.
Okay, yeah.
And then one time we almost didn't, then Brenda knocked that policeman off his horse, took that horse, and, the rest of that story.
So that is the horse story, or is there another horse story?
Oh, no. No, I'm sorry. We told you the high school horse story, right?
This was the second horse story, but what I did, I took that horse and I rode it to the nearest high school, and I tried to slam dunk, and it happened again.
Boy, so you really want to slam dunk a basketball on a horse.
I got a slam dunk off of a horse.
Okay.
Well, it's a dumb bet we have that if she gets a slam dunk on a horse, I'll let her do whatever she wants to my asshole.
Yes.
I see now that while Brenda and Brendan would make incredible parents, there are two problems. One, Brenda is struggling to conceive. And two, their judgmental community is watching them. But I know just what to do to help. So I roll up my linen pants, take off one of my 5 scarves, and get to work.
Brenda, why are you so infertile? What's going on? Because it's probably your fault and has nothing to do with Brendan.
You think it's my fault? I don't.
Some people think it's my fault because I've been, I drink knockoff Mountain Dew. I used to be a hot tub Speedo model. So I spent a lot of time in tight bikini briefs in hot tubs.
In hot tubs. Okay. Yeah.
They like big guys. They like big weirdos like me because they can demonstrate like, look, this huge fat fucking freak has plenty of room in this hot tub. So imagine what you, a normal-sized person, could get out of it.
Well, first off, look, having a baby isn't easy. For me, it
Thank
is.
You.
I've gotten pregnant way too many times. with some real fucking idiots.
What'd you,
it's always
what'd
the stupidest ones who manage to slip past the goalie. What did I do to get rid
what
of?
What are we using goalies these
what
days?
What did you do? Yeah. What did you
Sponge,
do?
Fram?
I have the, well, I had an IUD. I had the Ooh. Copper. It made me bleed all month long. Just constant bleeding, which was fun. I didn't mind that. Okay. I honestly liked blood.
Before we were started going, you know, before we pulled the goalie and started going for direct deposits, trying to make little baby Smith Smith, we were using a homemade IUD from Duracell batteries. Duracell batteries.
The ones that you can squeeze and test how powerful they still are with that green strip.
Yeah. How'd that work? Was it good?
No, I shoved one in my arm and I didn't get pregnant, but I didn't feel good either.
Yeah. So you shoved it in your arm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
most IUDs you put in the vaginal canal.
Well, that's what we learned. That's after the first round of trials we learned. Okay. So that's why that's not working.
So then we did the thing. Then I shoved it.
Where did you shove it?
Then we got it right. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
We put it in her cunny, and here's the thing. It worked. But when the batteries would come out, they'd be dead. No explanation.
So you took all that juice.
Yeah, and there would be times one time I was on the bus and I hit a bump and I got like a little shock in the back of my throat.
I am not surprised to hear that Brenda is having trouble getting pregnant. They're stuffing old batteries in her vagina like it's a dying, greasy Roku remote. But I am confident that if she stops putting random household objects inside her body, her womb will become as fruitful as the mold growing in my shower.
When you guys are talking, what I love hearing is this sexual energy. And clearly you both are on the same page. You love each other. You have a blast together. So what if society isn't on board? So what? What's the big whoop, you know?
Well, that's the other thing is we are married in the eyes of our God, but not in the eyes of City Hall because they refuse to do it.
What? Why? Why would they refuse?
They're so crazy about this. We think you're related thing. It's a nightmare because
it's a nightmare.
But we're not related. We're both from completely different parts of the state.
Right.
And we're both adopted.
We were both adopted, not
by the same family. And no, and we don't like. So we didn't know each other. It's like Smith is a common last name. Everyone's
it's
like you.
So
got-
common.
Right. Right. The state actually thinks you guys are related. So that's like legally they.
Yeah, but that's all subjective.
Yeah. Like who believes in a DNA test?
Which we refuse to do because that's how they track you.
That's how they get you because we know they're trying to get us for some other shit.
And we're well aware how widely accessible our DNA is. It's everywhere in the fucking county.
It's
every public place. Yeah.
When you say that the state doesn't recognize, or the state knows that you're related, what do they say you are?
They say we're related. They can't possibly know we're related because we would know if we were related.
We would. Yeah.
You guys look a lot alike.
Know.
Yeah. That's, of course that happens. We're white people all look the same.
That's true.
Right.
You know, what's interesting is one of my theories, I'm not sure if you've read my books, is that couples that.
We listened to one, but on a road trip.
On a road trip.
We were.
The book on tape?
We listened to the book on tape on a road trip, but we were.
That was the one that was read by Lauren Conrad. I can't believe
I got
her.
Because that's how we found out about you, because we didn't know who you were.
Right.
But we download all of Lauren Conrad's audiobooks that she reads, because we're just fans of her style of reading.
I'm not surprised to hear that. In my book, what I say is couples who look alike are meant to be together. And I always have made a point of dating someone who looks like they could be my brother, or my dad. Usually I like it if they look like my dad.
Oh, yeah.
Or,
you know. That's how I was doing well for a while before me and Brenda got together. Because I have what people describe as BDE, big dad energy.
Yeah.
Because I tell dumb jokes. I ask questions that are sort of prying and none of my business. Mm. I drink so much, but you still feel the need to impress me or make me like you. It works. I don't know what it is. It's just a lot of chicks fall for that.
I love it.
But the thing about us is Brenda doesn't have a real dad.
Yeah, I don't even know what my real dad looks like.
Yeah, so neither do I.
Right? I don't even know what my real dad looks like. I know what my adoptive dad looks like, and it's not Brendan.
Yeah, I know what my adoptive dad looks like, and it's Asian.
Brenda, I'm going to start with you, but why don't you tell me a little bit about your adopted family? What is it? What does your life look like outside of your relationship with Brendan?
Oh, you know, they're pretty nice. I was the only adopted one out of 6 kids. They got me pretty late in the game when I was like 16.
Oh, older.
7th grade.
Yeah, 7th grade. When I got my car license,
In 7th grade?
7th grade, yeah.
Because you were 16. Now I see.
Yeah. Yeah, it was cool though. I was. Everybody was blown away because I could drive to the dances.
What did your parents, your host, well, not your host parents,
foster parents. Adopted parents. Yeah, because I did some foster houses, but the foster homes. But then I eventually settled in with the Wongs.
Right, I was foster houses for 16 years.
I ended up with the Wongs, just a very nice family. My dad worked at a lighting company, and my mom was just the sweetest. But I love them. I love them. They had no other kids. She was infertile. They always told me that my parents died in a car accident.
That's how my parents died too.
Wow, that's cool.
You guys,
put it on the fucking list.
Look at that,
us.
Another cool week in our lives.
Wait, so
yeah,
you guys
yeah.
have never talked about this, or if you have, you've been so blasted you don't remember?
Oh,
probably
one of those two. Yeah.
But hang on a minute. Let me try this. Okay, so on the count of three, I want you to answer me.
Okay.
What was the name of your birth mother? 1, 2, 3.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. What was the name of your birth father? 1, 2, 3. Ronald McDonald?
That's why I always thought it was a fake name that my adopted parents told me. Wait a minute.
You guys
your different adopted parents told you the same lie?
I guess so. I think that's a classic adoptive parent lie, though.
Yeah, like, the dog's like, going to a farm upstate. Yeah,
exactly.
I don't know.
It's a euphemism.
Like, who's my real dad? Ronald McDonald.
I don't know.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, cool.
I don't really trust it. I think there's something deeper going on here. Okay, on the count of three, where were you born? Okay?
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
A barn.
Oh my God. Did you guys see it?
Or did it come up when we were absolutely blessed?
I think
blasted?
It must have come
this
up.
This is so fucking crazy.
This is so wild.
No.
We gotta take each other on tours of the barns we were born in. The separate barns that
we
were born in. That would be so fun. Oh, if we ever get officially married under the eyes of the church, we could, or the state, we can go from, we can have a ceremony at one barn and
then reception in the other.
Oh,
yes.
Awesome.
You guys, cool. I need you to take a moment here. I think I just put something together.
Okay.
You guys are related. You are brother and sister. I think you're either triplets that one of them is still living inside of Brendan. I think you were all conjoined in some sick conjoined situation and you were separated.
No. Wait a minute. No.
You're saying,
I'm sorry, you're saying the headline from the newspaper on the day I was born, this decoration I keep in my house, that says the first quadruples that are actually just two different pairs of conjoined twins. And then this was back in the day, so it's a little politically incorrect. It says technically 4 kids. You're saying that was the two of us? Yeah. And our two deceased
Brendan,
twins.
Look at my newspaper. Well, from the day I was born.
Because you're
no way, you have the same birthday as me?
They are quadruples. Each of them a conjoined twin who survived while the other perished. Do you see what this means? They are related. No wonder they look alike and are so compatible. They're brother and sister who fuck. I'm sorry. Oh, this has to stop.
That's nuts. We have the same birthday.
Okay, so
that's crazy.
No, this has to stop now. You are related, and although you know, I've definitely.
I think to be fair, though, we're technically fraternal. According to the new, I'm looking through the newspaper article, and we are fraternal twins, not identical.
It
definitely makes it less bad,
brother,
right?
No, it's equally bad.
It's got to be less bad
it's
than
equally
identical.
It's got to be way
bad.
Less bad.
You listen to me. It is equally sick. You have the same mom and the same, not only do you have the same mom and same dad, you were in the womb together, okay? And then you probably, Brenda, ate your twin and so, and then so did you.
No you way.
Brendan?
I would never eat my twin.
You guys ate them. Or you had to get separated from them and they died. It's one of the, that's probably why you have that scar. What am I saying?
What?
So, no. No more. No more drinking, because clearly it leads you guys to this really dark place where you want to have sex with each other or ride a horse and run into a basketball court. No. Mm-hmm. Are you kissing right now? Mm-hmm. No, stop. Oh, no.
Okay, we can stop kissing. You want us to stop kissing?
Yes, I want.
Okay, we stopped kissing.
No. Ugh. Ugh. Stop.
Hey, we're not kissing.
Stop
not
touching kissing. Each other's.
Don't you like that? We're not kissing.
Ew, his balls are inside of you. No, stop.
Peas in a pod.
No.
Peas in a
pod. No. They're out now.
Got him out now.
Okay, woo. Thank
clean you. As a whistle.
Absolutely disgusting. I need to get through to them about how wrong this is, so I decide to share a personal story.
I once hooked up with my cousin.
Ew!
See? You ew. Fucking pig.
That's fucked up, man.
What are you talking about? You guys are brother and sister.
You knew who was your cousin? We didn't
you,
know.
You knew?
I'm sharing something with you. Listen to me.
Oh, you're nasty.
Well, that didn't work. Lord, help us all.
So, while I think you are genuinely perfect for each other, I think
you
have to vow that
thank
you will you. Never hook up ever
I stopped
again.
Listening. I stopped listening. Thank you.
Listen,
you
repeat after me.
Okay.
I will never.
I will never.
Never.
Sleep with.
Sleep with.
Or fondle or touch or do cunnilingus on.
Or fondle or touch or do cunnilingus.
You're not saying it, Brendan. I see you crossing your fingers.
Or Fendel or
Fondle.
I will promise not to Fendel or Cronolongus on them.
Krongy.
On my brother,
I
on my
Krongy.
Sister.
I promise
on my Krongy.
On any other family member.
I will
and
Krongy
on the Smith family.
Krongy on the family member.
Till the day that I die.
My brother.
A Krongy is
until the day I die.
Okay.
I will Krongy.
Consider yourself cured. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This session was, as we say in the medical community, not good. It was disgusting. But I am confident that Brenda and Brendan and Brandon learned something today, which I know is very rare for them. Thanks to me, they understand that being a brother and sister who scissor is wrong, And now they can go their separate ways, live their own independent lives, and drink themselves into oblivion without it being incestual. They are cured.
You can find Dr. Deep's articles, Oh No, I Married My Cousin, and Other Crazy Things You Do in Your 20s, and Young, Dumb, and Full of Cum, Why the Dumbest Men Get Us Pregnant, in the latest Cosmopolitan. Dr. Deep would like to thank Betsy Sodaro, John Gabris, producer and editor Kimmy Gregory, mixer Marina Paez, and Lily Sullivan, who is her greatest inspiration.
Dr. Deep, hi, it's Brendan Smith. And my wife, who you know, Brenda Smith-Smith.
Hi, Dr. Deep.
You're crowning, babe.
Yes.
Dr. Deep, we have to thank you. Your advice to fuck at the core of the nuclear reactor by our house to see if that would help.
Oh, look.
Oh, my God.
Look,
oh, my God, he looks nothing like either of us.
Right, he looks like that guy from Spaceballs who's part...
Yeah, Barf?
Barf, who's part man and part dog.
John Candy's character.
Wow, thank you, Dr. Deep. He's beautiful.
Oh, I want to name you Brandon after your spirit uncle.
That's a beautiful name, baby.
This Brandon. Is Brandon Smith, Smith-Smith. We're going to hyphen mom and dad's last name. Brandon Smith-Smith-Smith. A beautiful... son!
Oh, thank you, Dr. Deep!
Thank you, Dr. Deep!